It is time for us to check our forecast. It is time to bring in Pat. I'm getting bored with this weather. Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I have to be honest with you. I'm not. I'm really not.
You know you're going to pay for this in about 2 weeks.
Well, maybe. Ah. You know, you can never tell.
It's the old Dave Teeter used to say. The Dave Teeter thermometer was, you know, you could put 1 foot in a bucket of boiling water, another foot in a bucket of ice water. And in the middle is where the mean shall beat. And, you know, that's the way life is. You get long breaks of nothing, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yep.
You get clobbered.
You know, look at it this way. January is definitely the coldest month.
Yeah.
And for every day that we get by without frigid temperatures, it just means one less is possible.
And so, every day, like now when I look out the window, it's still dark, but I can see light in the sky. So the days are slowly, we get back about what, a minute a day now?
I guess so. I haven't been checking, but I think you're right. Let's see. I thought I had it. Oh, wait, yeah. So it was 7:15 and 4:39 on Monday. Now it's 7:14 and 4:41. And by Friday, it's 7:13 and 4:44.
There you go.
See? Okay. Well, we will have partly sunny skies today. We'll be in the low 40s. Nice January day, no doubt about it. Not much wind. Tonight, clouds and 30. We have a front in our backyard tomorrow. I said some sun. If we get that, it's later in the day. So most of your Thursday is going to be cloudy. And I wouldn't even be surprised if some folks get a snow shower tomorrow morning with the front. No big deal. High 40. Then on Friday, we'll be waiting for a stronger front coming out of the Great Lakes. It'll be cloudy. Get a late day rain shower in the low 40s. That front will go through Saturday. We'll have some rain that can either mix with or change over to a little bit of wet snow before it ends in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 40 and falling. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, brisk, 35 to 40, and there could be a couple of passing flurries. No big deal. And that's the way we'll close out the, second full week of January. Do you believe that, this weekend is already mid-January?
I believe it.
I believe it, yep. I had Zoom meeting last night with the association, the Lake Association.
Uh-huh.
They want us to change the date of the dance, which is now scheduled for June 12th. They feel that it's maybe too early because of COVID, so they want us to change it to September. And we told them, it's very difficult because we're doing the movie then. They said, yeah, we understand that, but we would like, the members to at least try to participate in the dance this year. We feel the later, the better. So we told them we will go to the band and the DJ and the hall and see if that's all available. Right now it's scheduled for September 18th, but I brought a point through. And everybody's got to think about this. Vaccinations.
Yeah.
Good chance that by September 18, a lot of people will have been vaccinated. The problem is that there are some people who are going to refuse to take the vaccination, to take the vaccine. So, whether you have the dinner dance in June or September, I believe that that's the problem you're going to run into. Not so much, who has been vaccinated, or let's put it this way, that's really what it comes down to. Who refuses to get vaccinated? Because most of the people that attend this dance are 50s and over. And right now, 65 and over can get the shots.
Not in Connecticut yet.
Connecticut's
about another month away for anybody 65 or older.
Right. So in New York, it's 65 and over, which means, I don't know about Jersey, probably Jersey the same way. But I'm still thinking that by June, 55 and over will have gotten the shots if they take it. If they don't, that's a problem. So anyhow, That's the way that was left. And they said that one person who was there at the meeting said, I have a great idea. I'm not too fond of this person to begin with. She said, how about we have the dance in our back field where we hold the picnic? And we'll have a tent and we could set up the band and the DJ there. I said, not going to happen. I said, I am not doing that. You lose the ambiance of people getting dressed up and having a really nice meal and the whole bit. I am not doing that. Is there going to be a picnic? The officer said, we don't know about that. So that's up in the air. But somebody came up with the suggestion of opening the lake this season in June with inviting everybody outside to see the movie we did not last year, but 2 years ago, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Yeah. And we're open to that idea. But like I said, what makes you think that anyone is going to come to that when they normally don't come to any kind of movie that we have at the lake, you know, on a yearly basis? They said, well, you know, it's been a long time, so maybe people will come. We'll give you money. We'll have drinks. We'll have food. Yeah, do what you want. So they said it'll be sometime in June. Said, going to show that movie, not the new movie. Don't ask me why we wouldn't show the new movie, but... You know what? I just go along with it.
You're not the one making the decisions. They are.
They are, yes. And the good news, because we always talk about such dire news, is that yesterday we had the great privilege of picking up a new TV client, and I'm sure a lot of people know it, Chicago PD.
Wow, that's good.
Yep. So happy about that.
And the great thing about that is they have spinoff shows.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so right. Once you get them under your wing, you get the spinoff shows as well.
Yeah, whatever happened to Chicago Fire? I guess that went off the air, right?
They haven't resumed production.
Oh, they haven't.
I think it will be back. I think it will be back. See where the governor says there will be a Broadway season in New York?
No.
Yep, he said New York City is the revenue in New York City and the people that work in New York City. Need that $100 billion a year. So they are planning to come up with a plan like they do in the other states, percentage of seats and how you can lay out the seats in the theater. You've got to keep 6 feet apart. So, of course, theater occupancies will be down by about 30 to 35%, but at least they'll be able to get back to work. So... So we'll see what happens. And of course, every plan that comes out is dependent upon how many people are still getting the virus. Everything's dependent on that. I know at my age, I'm 68. I think Connecticut goes to the next vaccination plan will include people 67 and older. So I will get my vaccination. The first one, whenever that becomes available. As a matter of fact, later on this morning, Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital will be in talking about all the vaccination updates for Sharon Hospital. So it's, you know, we're coming to the time there. Once we get past my age group, then it'll go down to, like, I think anybody over 55 or stuff like that. But it's going to be a while before everybody's vaccinated. It's going to be a while.
I agree. And when is Governor Cuomo think that Broadway will open? Did he give a date?
Well, no, I got to look at as more data comes in, but they're starting to put together plans now.
Good.
For that, because I mean, New York City isn't New York City without Broadway and without its restaurants.
Right.
It just isn't. So we'll have to see what happens there.
And, okay, well, that's all good, and I know there were some people told me yesterday that they tried to get an appointment to get their vaccine. I know one of my friends did. He's a special service at JFK Airport. His date is March 23rd, and he called the day before yesterday.
Yeah, it's good.
And other people that I know, forget it. They said dates are already taken. And where they're not taken, vaccines are gone.
Yeah, and what they do in Florida is crazy. First, whoever shows up first gets the vaccine. That's just crazy. But, yeah, for some people, it's going to be the middle of the summer by the time they get started getting vaccination. But I think that those people, the ones that that happens to, okay, are the younger, healthier ones. And, you know, that's the thinking. That's the thinking, that they're younger, they're healthier. They can survive the virus better if they get it. So the older you are, the quicker you'll get it. But still, even though you're older, you're going to be on a waiting list more than likely. So,
yeah. So I guess the earlier you get to make the appointment, the better you are.
Yeah, that's always the way it is. But we'll see what happens. I'm not checking every day. You know, when they actually put the plan into effect is when I'll call. And if I have to wait a month and a half to get my vaccination, well, I'll continue my hibernation life and for another month and a half.
That's it. There's nothing else you could do.
I'm not really hibernating. I mean, I go to work, I go home from work, I stop, I buy my lottery tickets, I do get gas, and occasionally I'll go to the supermarket, but I do have somebody that does shopping for me. So I'm out there. I don't go out as much. I'm not in as many stores or restaurants or anything like that. That's the whole thing with me. That's what I miss the most.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, you're giving us the snow that's going to come in later this week at the tail end of the rain. Will there be any accumulation with that?
If there is, it's going to be like a dusting. That's it.
All right. Well, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll see what you've come up with in the Weather Center again for us.
All righty, Marcia. You take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.